Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, I tell you, God is so good. God is so good to His people. Amen. Well, good morning. Well, how's everybody doing this morning? Good. Everybody looks a little heavier, you know, even myself, you know, it's like you kind of, we need the new year to come around, you know, we kind of, too much good food is in our way, huh? But thank God for it. Thank you, Lord, as we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior. I know you hear many people say, well, you know, Christmas is about family. Really? That's not truth. It's not truth. Now, family's a part of it. But Christmas is about a baby that was born. And that baby was our Savior. To be born of a virgin and to live and to die on a cross for us. So Christmas is about the birth of our Savior. Now, family comes into it as we gather together to remember, to give gifts and all the stuff that comes with it, and to gather together and to know what our Savior, our God has given unto us, our Savior and our Lord. But we do, I hope you had a great Christmas. You know, I know sometimes Christmas can be a little hard at times, but I hope that it was one of the best Christmases you ever had, thinking about what He did for us in coming and being born for us. But we do want to welcome you here. We want to welcome you, and we ask that we pray that the Spirit of God would touch your heart and touch your life. And 2014 is around the corner. My God, can you imagine? Just as the song said, leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. 2013, leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. But we do want to thank you for your tithe and offerings to the church. Last week, tithe and offerings, as you can see in your bulletin, was $2,768. So thank you for your giving to the church. We certainly do appreciate it. And, you know, God's Word says for us to tithe. That's what really, you know, it's a command to His people, tithe, so that the curse could be broken off of our money. I mean, so I want to thank you for trusting us and trusting our family in the money you do give and in trusting us. And we, you know, we don't take it lightly, but we thank you for that. And we pray the blessings of God upon you. Would you please raise your hands as we pray for you? Father, Lord, I pray the blessings of God, your Spirit, to be upon every family. Lord God, you see the sacrifice and the giving that they have given unto you this day. And Lord God, I pray this week that you would show them how pleased you are with their giving. And Lord God, that you would bless them upon their jobs, that you would bless them in their homes, Lord God, and you would produce, Lord God, what they never thought could be produced in their families. Lord God, show yourself and make yourself known unto the people and bless them financially, physically, spiritually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a reminder, no Wednesday night service here, okay? We'll start back up January, what is it, the 8th or so, 7th? The 8th, okay, yes, the 8th. So I don't want you to come here Wednesday thinking we have service. We don't have it this Wednesday. We'll start up the next Wednesday. So, well, I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I hope everybody got what they wanted. Not too many amens there. Punch the person on the side and say, this next year you better give me what I want. Amen. You know, but you know what? We're a blessed people. We're just a blessed people. And so thank God for all that He's given unto us. all that he has given unto us. Amen. Let's take our Bibles and make our declaration before him. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I know, like I said earlier, can you believe 2013 is on the way out? So if there's anything on your list that you wanted to do before the end of the year, you might want to try to do it soon. You don't have too many days left, so you might want to get to it and get it done if you want to. But you know what? I know for even for myself, and I know for a lot of people in the world, and even the church itself, when 1 year comes to an end, it's like you closing that year. But also, you're starting a new year. You're starting new. And just as that song was playing at the well, or the well, leave it all behind. Because I know in 2013, I'm sure there was some disappointments. Everybody's alive? You can, yeah, I know. You know, there was some little disappointments. There might have been some huge disappointments. You know, in whatever disappointment, but you know, disappointments maybe just in yourself, maybe disappointments with things upon the job, maybe disappointments with things out in the family, or even disappointments out just in the world as our daily livings of things. Maybe you didn't reach the goal or the potential of that goal that you have set for yourself last year. At the close. But you know what? Probably we can look back, and we often look at the negative. But you know, also we can look at maybe even some of the positives. If we look at all the negatives, we'll all be depressed. And we'll want to go home and just eat and then go to bed. Just pull the covers over our head and say, forget about the world, you know. But you see, we need to often look at the great things that God has done in our personal lives. You know, often in the Word it says, don't forget what God has done. Don't forget the blessings of what He has done this year. You know, one of the things I'll just for the church itself, remembering, and this comes about, you know, the end of 2012 and starting of 2013, I remember one disappointment, but God turned it around for the church itself. I remember when we had rented this building, and we were renting both buildings, and we were working on this building, and I remember going to talk to Miss Jane, and, you know, I think that's when I was still paying the stuff, whatever, and going and I remember she turned to me, she said, well, you know, when you're getting this building, well, then I'm going to rent that other building to somebody else. And I said, oh, no. I said, we want both of them. And she said, no. And I remember my heart sunk because I knew we needed both. And I remember walking to the little building because I had walked here to give her stuff. And I remember walking and saying, Lord, what am I going to do? What I'm going to do. I mean, you know, buildings are not so easy to come by, you know, in Gaydon. I mean, it's just not plentiful, you know. And that's in Kaplan. That's all over, you know. There's not a lot of buildings. And so, you know, I remember being very disappointed and saying, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I said, Lord, this is your church. And Father, I know this is not my problem. It's yours. So I went to the little building, got in there, knelt down, And I said, Lord, I give it to you. I don't know what's going to happen. And I should have known that God works. Because I've seen God work from day one driving in 09 and meeting in that house and seeing the progression of what God was doing. And I remember praying and just saying, Lord, I give it to you. I just give it to you. But disappointed. Just got up and I said, I had a thought. And I said, I'm going to talk to Miss Jane's daughter at the bank. And I just went and talked to her. You know, she's a teller at Gaydon Bank, I think it is. Or Bank of Gaydon, whatever it is. And I just explained to her. I said, look, we want to rent both. And she looked at me and she said, well, why do you need both? And I said, well, there's the things we need, we want to do. We want to have children's church. We want to have things. And so we have a limited amount of space. And she said, oh, okay. And that was it. And she said, I'm going to go talk to mom and see what's what. And so, you know, drove home, told Jelaine about the situation, you know. And that night I got a call from Miss Jane. And she said, Joe. I said, yes. She said, I decided. I decided, Joe, that, you know, I'm going to let you rent both buildings. And I said, thank you, Miss Jane. I appreciate it. And, you know, and hung up the phone. But, you know, I thought, Lord, you know what you're doing. You see, guys, God has things set for this church. And we just need to follow what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And I know you could think back in 13, maybe some disappointments. But I know you can also look back in this year and you could see the hand of God. You could see the hand, literally almost see the hand of God move in our families, in our church, on our jobs, in our world. We could see the hand of God moving in our town here, in our communities. So you see, yes, we're leaving 2013 and we've seen great things. But I tell you what, I'm excited about 2014 and what God is going to do in our hearts and in our lives, in this community, reaching people for the kingdom of God, reaching people for the kingdom of seeing God move on our behalf. So you see, we need to count our blessings. You know the old song, count our blessings, count them one by one. That's an old Baptist song. It's a good song. Count our blessings. That means to remember what God has done. Remember the things that God has done. We should never forget 2013. But yet, we can't live in 2013. We have to go on. We have to go on. We have to see what God's going to open up for us as individual children of the living God. We have to see what God's going to open up for us as a church. We have to see, we have to look forward to what God is going to open up as families to us and seeing the presence of God and the hand of God moving upon our hearts and souls. You know, the greatest thing for me, thank God for the buildings, thank God for all the things we have, praise God for all that. But the greatest thing for me is to see you grow in God. You know, a shepherd, you know, he's excited about the grass that he brings his sheep to eat in. And he's excited about the water that is there for them to drink. And he's excited about, you know, taking care, you know. And he's glad about all the water and the grass and all those things that brings health to the sheep. But he's more excited about the sheep than what other things. And you see, as a pastor, your pastor, we're excited about what God is doing in your life. And we're excited about what God is going to do this coming year in your life. And how you are going to take off the limits and let God move beyond the limit that we have set for ourselves. And a lot of times it may not have been set by God. But that God would come in and take off the limits and somehow help us to rise up above what we ever could expect God to move. Letting God move. Leaving it all behind, people. Leaving it behind. Leave it behind. Don't let your mind go back to this year. You know, and leave it behind. You might say, well, man, God has blessed me greatly. Well, look, 2014, God wants to bless you more than ever before. Be excited about this year. Be excited about what God is going to do in your heart and in your life. That next year, as we're sitting here in 2000, next year, 14, and 2015 is coming, that we can say, my God, look what God has done. And we're excited about the next year to see God move in ways that we never thought God could move. Letting the power of God move in us at will within our hearts and within our lives. A great year. We close out this year and we open up to a new year. Open up to a new year. Psalms chapter 73. Psalms chapter 73. Verse 25 and 26. Verse 25 says this, Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Go back to verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. You can stop right there. Just leave that up there. Here we see a great verses in Psalms 73 about how God is working in a man's heart and in a man's life. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Now, who is writing this? Now, you know, we don't hear much about this guy. But this guy, his name is Asaph. A-S-A-P-H. Now this guy was, when King David took the throne, this guy was head director of music for King David. Now, he loved God and wanted to do everything that God wanted him to do. But God said this, Whom have I in heaven but thee? Talking about God. And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. Look, this year 2014, people, look at me for just a minute. I know, you know, things happen, if you can. In 2014, number one, take care of yourself spiritually. Let me say it again. In 2014, take care of yourself spiritually. Now, you might say, and I don't have to mention physically. We're going to take care of ourselves physically. That's an automatic here. But I want one goal for you to strive after in 2014. Take care of yourself spiritually. This is what Asaph said, and there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. Ask God to put a desire in your heart for the things of God like never before. Take care of yourself spiritually. You might say, what do you mean, Pastor? Take care of yourself spiritually. Pray. Intercede. Read your Bibles. Come to church. Do the things that you know you should do to take care of yourself spiritually. Because you see, when we start not to take care of ourselves physically, we start to rot on the inside. And something that starts to rot starts to smell. And we start to do things and say things and think things that we shouldn't. 2014, make it your goal. Take care of yourself spiritually. You might say, well, Pastor, how much should I pray? Just pray. If I tell you an hour, it's going to become a religious thing to us. I know it. And then when we can't do it an hour, we're going to condemn ourselves. And the devil will condemn ourselves, us, and he will say we're not worth it, we're not a Christian, and then we backslide. So, just pray. Just take time. One day it might be 30 minutes, one day it might be 10 minutes, I don't know. But take care of yourself. Seek God. Seek the kingdom. You might say, well, Pastor, those are some simple things. Yes, I know it. Those simple things make the sheep healthy. It's when we don't take care of ourselves spiritually. And you might say, well, you know, and I'm saying taking care of ourselves as we pray and we ask God to move and we're telling Him about our families and we're asking God to move on this situation and we sit there and we say, okay, now Lord, show me something. The Spirit of God just starts to speak to us. He speaks to our spirit man on the inside. And we get a word from God. And it brings health to the spirit man. Or we're reading this word, and I tell you, at times it's like, oh my God, Lord, next page, Lord, okay. But you know what? I understand. I understand. Hey, we don't live in a bubble. I understand that sometimes it's like, Lord, what does this have to do with anything that I'm going through or whatever? But you know what? You're getting the word in you. And all of a sudden, you're reading one day. Talk about bam. Boom. Bam. Remember that? You remember, was it Batman and Robin? They'd spell it out. Bam, man. Buddy, it's going to be a bam to us. My God, look at this. I never saw this before. Praise the living God. Thank you, Lord, for showing me. This is what I needed. That's the Spirit of the living God. As we giving latitude to Him and we giving the availability of ourselves for Him to speak to us through His Word. However He wants to do it. And it brings life into us. Take care of yourself. Come to church. And I know I'm just speaking with, take care of yourself. I don't know how people make it without church, people. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. When God has set up certain things to take care of His people, spiritually, take care of yourself. Take care of that spirit man on the inside. That spirit man could be strong. Now, that doesn't mean, hey, look, that doesn't mean things won't come our way that will startle us. And it even might make us stumble. And it even might make us fall. But you see, when we hit the ground, we jump back up. We jump back up because of the Spirit of God in us saying, come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Get it together. Come on now. These are things I have shown you. That we jump back up in the spiritual realm and we say, okay now, Lord, this may have knocked me down because it hit me on the right side. And this might have knocked me down because it hit me on the left side. And sometimes we don't know what's coming our way. We don't know. Unless the Spirit of God would show us. But you see, we have to understand the God that we serve knows what's coming our way. The God that we serve knows what's in store for 2014 for you as an individual, for me as an individual, and for me as a pastor, for this church. He knows what's coming about. And He has a plan. He knows what to do. It's already been done. Hi, Ella. Look, she's looking at me. My focus went off. She does that. She has that effect. I'm telling you, she's saying Papa. She said it last night again. Pop, pop, pop. I'm telling you. Her first word. I'm about to bring in a Toys R Us. Get whatever you want. Lord. 2014. Leave all those things behind in 13. And look on to what's in 14. Take care of yourself, people. Take care of your spirit man. See, my relationship to the Lord is not based on my performance. Religion says performance. Oh. My relationship to Him is based on who Jesus is and what He did for me. That's why He has so much grace towards us. When we fall and we can only look up, His grace is sufficient. He says, come. Now we have to ask forgiveness. Yes. And we got to get things right. Yes. But He's always there to take care of us. Verse 26, Andrew. Asaph said this. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Our flesh, our heart, that means we will fail. Let me tell you, let me give you an honest truth. 2014, you're going to fail. You're going to fail in some area of your life. I'm telling you. See, I'm telling you this because I don't want you to be shocked. You're going to fail in some area of your life. In whatever area. But remember this. But God is the strength of my heart or your heart and my portion forever. What makes the difference is but God. But God. But God. As He will strengthen your heart, that means He'll strengthen your spirit man. We can look at the failure of David, great man of God. We know he failed. He committed adultery, all that stuff. He killed a man. He did all kinds of stuff. But it said that David had a heart after God. That's what we need. Take care of yourself and have a heart after God. James 4:8. James 4:8 says this. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God in 2014, and He will draw nigh to you. You might say, well, Pastor, how do I do that? Take time with God. Talk with Him. Talk with Him. It doesn't mean that you have to get in a room, close the door, and you can do that because I like to do that and just have solitude time. But you know, talk to God all the time. And I mean, when I say talk to God, when you talk to Him, not all the time, but don't always tell Him what you need. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Lord, I need you to move in this area. Lord, I need you. Why don't we just go to him every once in a while and say, Father, I love you. Thank you. Just thank you. Draw nigh to God in 2014 like you've never drawn nigh to him before. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Leave it all behind, people. Leave it all behind. Matthew chapter 7. Let's look at starting with verse 7. It says this. Verse 7, it says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish will give him a serpent? If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father which is in heaven give good things to them who ask him? 2014, take care of yourself. But I want you to realize this. God is saying, ask me. Nothing wrong with asking. There's a place for it. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, I think it is, the first verse we read, it says, what? Ask me. Ask him. Ask. And you know what? And he answers his own question. He's saying, people ask me. Then it says, it shall be given unto you. 2014, let's do some asking. Now you might say, well, what do I ask for? Well, when we pray and we get the mind of Christ, we will ask what is reasonable. You know, if you one day say, Lord, I want to be a millionaire, bless me. Come on. You know, that's kind of outrageous. You know, I mean, there's some things that are kind of ridiculous. You know God will not answer that. Now, he will bless you, you know, and hey, you never know. He might give you a lot of money, you know, all that stuff. But we got to be careful. We got to get the mind of Christ. But God wants us in 2014 to ask him things. It says, ask and it will be given unto us. That we don't have to sheepishly stand back and say, Lord, that we can come boldly before the throne room of grace, as it says in Scripture, because of the blood of Jesus and Calvary's cross. And we can ask him. We can ask him for things in our own personal lives. We can ask him for things in our families. We can ask him for things in our church. And the power of God will move at will, because we're asking according to his word. We're asking according to what the Spirit of God has said to do. And when we follow what the Spirit of God says, we can have these things. God says, ask me. Get the picture. God the Father is saying, children, ask me. You know what that tells me? He wants to be bothered by these things. He wants us to go before him. He wants to pour out his blessings in whatever way that he has in store for us for 2014. Ask him. And let me tell you, there's many things I've asked him, and I honestly, the Lord will say, no, that's not right. Okay, Lord. Well, then you go about it another way, and the Spirit of God will work in your heart and work in our lives, and we will get it right. But God wants us to ask him for things. God wants us to ask him to give us the nations. God wants us to ask for souls. The heart of God is souls. God wants us to ask for the things that we may need physically. There's nothing wrong with it. It says ask. Ask for wisdom. Ask for knowledge of his word. Ask for material things. Then it says this. It says then seek. Look, people, 2014, we need to seek our God. And what does he answers it? He says, you'll find me. My God. Our God is telling us to do something, then he answers it. Seek me, you'll find me. Seek me, you'll find me. Ask and you'll have it. Seek and you'll find me. 2014 needs to be a place in our hearts as we take care of ourselves, and God is moving in our hearts and moving in our lives, and it's producing fruit on the inside of us. The power of God is moving because we're taking time with Him. We're seeking God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to us. That as we ask Him for things, He gives it to us because it's according to His Word and it's according to His plan for our lives. When we seek Him, it says we'll find Him. Can you imagine as you take your time and you sit down and you're reading the Word or you're praying, and that's seeking Him. Seeking Him. That the Father, the Holy Spirit, commissioned by God, the Father comes in and speaks things to your heart. Speaks things to your mind. Speaks things to you. As we seek Him, it says we shall find Him. We need God. We need God the Father to move at will within our hearts and in our lives. Then it says, knock and it shall be open unto you. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Knock and it shall be open unto us. Might say, when do you stop knocking? You never stop. And God says He'll open it up to us. And I know they use that scripture towards other things. It is not correct though. Knock and it shall be open unto us. He's talking to the church there. He's saying, knock, come on. Every time you pray about something, you're knocking on that door. You might say, well, is He going to open it? Well, the Word of God says so. It says it shall be open. That we can go confidently to the throne room of grace in 2014. That we can ask Him and He gives it. We can seek Him and we'll find Him. And we can knock and the door will be open. Not might, but will be open unto us. That's the kind of God we serve. We're going to ask Him for things. He's going to answer. We're going to seek Him as a church and as individuals, and we will find Him. We're going to knock for petitioning of souls, and God is going to open up the doors. And we're going to see a mighty move of the Spirit of God as we follow the Scriptures, as the power of God moves upon a generation, and the power of God moves upon this church, and the power of God moves upon this town, as the power of God moves upon our families, that we're going to see the power of God evident in our hearts and in our lives like never before. That's the presence of God. People want the blessings, but not the seeking. Some Christians look at God as a prostitute looks at her pimp. It got quiet. We don't want to look at God like that. We want to look at God as our God. We want to look at God as the one that will save us, that will lead us, that will guide us, that we have a relationship with Him, that He talks with us, He speaks with us, He knows us, and we know He knows us. He knows us better than ourselves. But you know what? We want to seek Him. We want to ask Him. We want to knock so we can know Him. Know Him. And know Him well in who He is. 2014 needs to be a turnaround in every aspect of our lives as we've never seen Him move in our hearts and lives ever before. That we need to seek Him and to honor Him and to love Him with everything within us. That God will move on our behalf and change our hearts and change relationships in our hearts and will heal things in our lives. so that He can bring the abundance. Bring the abundance of the people that need to know about Him. That we are healed people, transformed by the power of God, and only He could do it. His promises unto us. We ask, we seek, we knock. In the book of Esther, and I'm about to close. In the book of Esther, we know Esther became queen. We know that. Only by an act of God, huh? Only. We're Christians only by an act of God. Only. She became queen for such a time as that. That God would use her to deliver His people. God has commissioned us to be Christians for such a time as this in 2014. To deliver His people from their sin. To give them the right direction. To show them what to do. It says before Queen Esther, that was her second name, became queen, they had to go through a process of about a year of cleansing. And what they would do is they would take the potential ladies that the king had chosen out of many, many, and they would take them. And for 1 year, they would soak in perfumes. They would soak and they would take baths and perfumes and just certain oils and stuff like that. That their bodies would soak in the perfume. Now, we know Esther could have smelled like the skunk down the road and still become queen. But God used Esther because that was God's ordained her to be queen. But because of this, she soaked in that for a year. You know, taking baths and doing all the rituals that needed to be done. But we know on the outside, it says in Scripture, that she was very beautiful. And as she was presented before the king could only see from the outside, the physical eyes, her beauty. But God saw the beauty in her heart. As we seek God, we knock on His door. We seek Him. We ask Him. We're like Esther, taking a bath in the aroma of the Spirit of God. And it becomes so evident in our hearts and lives that people are drawn from the outside because they see the presence of God in our hearts and in our lives. And we know God used Esther to deliver her people. And God will use us to deliver His people that are in bondage. And that we could put them on the right path of deliverance and being set free. But you see, we have to spend time, some time with Him. That we take care of ourselves. So we can be a blessing to the church. So we can be a blessing to God's people. So we can be a blessing to God Himself. Taking care of ourselves. And we know old Mordecai, old Satan himself, was there trying to bring destruction to Haman and trying to bring destruction to Esther. But the gallows that he built for Haman is the gallows that he hung on. See, God will take care of the enemy if we take care of our relationship to Him. So often we worry about old Slewfoot. We're trying to fight him. But the battle's already been won. And we're trying to win a battle that's been won already because it's finished. It is finished on the cross. Every battle has been won for every Christian. We just got to keep our relationship right with him at all times. And when you fail, get right up. Ask forgiveness and go on. And go on. And go on. And let God move within your heart and in your life. And let God use you as he used Esther to touch that area for the kingdom of God. Amen. You can stand, please. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for today. Lord God, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the preaching of your word, Lord God. We thank you for your people, Lord. We thank you for your blessings, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, I pray for your people. Lord God, help us to take this scripture. Matthew 7:7, Lord, help us, Lord God, to ask you, and we shall have it. Help us to seek you, and we shall find you. And help us to knock, and the door will be open unto us. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will work in the people like never before, Lord. This church, help us to do these things, Lord. Help us to honor you with our lives, Lord. And help us to do your will according to what you want in our hearts. Father, I thank you for your spirit, Lord God, that you will raise up people to do a mighty work in this church. That you will raise them up, Father, and you will be with us. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you will protect us, lead us, and guide us, Lord. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, guys, ladies, Jelaine and I, we appreciate you. We thank God for you and we love you. And I pray when I see you next year, like I said last week, we'll see you in 2014 and it will be the greatest year for you. Amen. God bless you and have a great day today. Amen.